welcome to the Essential Tennis Podcast. If you love tennis and want to improve your game, this podcast is for you. Whether it's technique, strategy, equipment, or the mental game, tennis professional Ian Westerman is here to make you a better player. And now, here's Ian.
Welcome to the Essential Tennis Podcast, your place for free, expert tennis instruction that can truly help you improve your game. Today's episode of the Essential Tennis Podcast is brought to you by SomersetSportsPerformance.com and also TennisTours.com. Two quick things that I want to get to before we get to today's show and our instructional topic. First one is a user survey. I'm trying to gather some kind of basic demographic information about the people who come and visit my website so that I can show it to potential advertisers. And if you appreciate this podcast and the website, it would mean a great deal to me if you could spend 1 minute of your time to fill out this quick survey. Just go to essentialtennis.com/survey or go to the front page of essentialtennis.com and click on the big survey button right in the middle of the page. And I'd really appreciate it. It really will just take you 1 minute of your time, and it would mean a great deal to me if you would do that. Next up, the forums at EssentialTennis.com. I've talked about them before, and I'm going to do a little promotion with them this week. If you're a new register at the forums, if you go and register for the first time this week at the forums, I will send you a free set of Strain and a free copy of Mental Tennis by Vic Braden. All you have to do is register at the forums anytime this week through the 13th and introduce yourself in the introduction section of the forums. The very first forum at the Essential Tennis Forums is a place to introduce yourself if you're new. Just register and introduce yourself, and I'll get those two free prizes out to you. All right, let's get started with today's topic, which is going to be all about winning more in singles. This is going to be a great show today. I'm really looking forward to it. So sit back, relax, and get ready for some great tennis instruction. All right, let's get down to business on today's episode of the Essential Tennis Podcast. And today we're going to be talking about winning more in singles. And we're going to be splitting this up into three main areas or topics. The first one is going to be practicing for singles to increase your winning. We're going to talk about what to practice when you go out onto the practice court. And practicing in general is something that we've talked about on the podcast before, and I would encourage you guys to go to the podcast archives and look that podcast up, because it was very good. Just telling you guys how to set up a good quality practice and not waste your time. Today we're going to talk about singles specifically, and we're going to repeat some of that information again, but some of these things will be new as well. Our second topic is going to be winning singles strategies. We're going to talk about how to put together a strategy for your singles play. And our last topic is going to be winning more. And I'm going to give you guys three different ways that I see people lose a lot of matches, basically by lack of focus and giving away points, giving away matches by not really paying attention. I'm going to give you guys three ways to keep your focus and keep your attention more and win more matches. So kind of a mental tennis topic to wrap things up. So practice play, we're going to talk about strategy, and we're going to talk about mental tennis, all having to do with singles specific play. And the first topic we're going to cover is going to be practice play. And I was asked to cover this by Tom. Tom and I sent a couple emails back and forth, and I'm not sure what his location is, but he asked me to cover a couple different topics, and one was practice drills to increase winning. And I want to talk to you guys, you singles players, about how to practice and put together a high-quality practice that's really going to be the best use of your time so that you can give yourself the best chance of winning. And we're going to cover four main strokes or areas, and you guys are going to see a pattern in how to practice all of these, and hopefully I get through to you guys what's most important to do when you guys go out and actually practice your tennis. So we're going to talk about ground strokes, volleys, overheads, and serves. Cover our four kind of meat and potatoes types of strokes in tennis. Certainly we could talk about more different types of strokes, stuff like half volleys or maybe backhand overheads or lobs or drop shots. But these are going to be the four main strokes that you guys are going to be using in your singles play. And for the most part in your doubles play as well. Doubles has a little bit different skill set. But for our singles play today, we're going to talk about those four strokes. So let's get started with ground strokes. First of all, I want you guys to make sure that you're practicing both cross court and down the line on both sides, your forehand and backhand. Oftentimes when I see recreational level players practice, when they practice their ground strokes, both players will go back to the baseline and just hit. They'll just rally back and forth. They'll both start in the middle of the baseline and they'll just hit back and forth. And you guys should probably warm up that way just by hitting back and forth and kind of relatively low focus and just rally. And that's fine. But you need to evolve from that. You need to advance and get more complicated and challenge yourself more moving on from that. And the way that I like to do that with students is to take each side, their forehand and their backhand, and set up a specific target and a specific goal for each direction that they could hit. And basically that breaks down into four different rallies, four different directions. Their forehand, cross court, and down the line, that's two, and also their backhand, cross court, and down the line. And typically the way that I like to warm my students up, and I very often begin every lesson this way, is by taking a specific direction, let's say their forehands first, and going cross court, and I'll give them a specific target and a specific goal to achieve while aiming for that target. So, for example, their forehand cross court, I'll put out a cone cross court, and I'm left-handed, so that would go typically across to my backhand, and I'll put that cone right in the middle of no man's land, halfway between the service line and the baseline, and halfway between the center of the court and the singles sideline over on that deuce side of the court. So if you guys can imagine no man's land, a rectangular box back there, basically I split that in half, and I take just one half at a time, and then I put a target right in the middle of that half of the court. And I want my students to be aiming past the service line. We're practicing on purpose, hitting deep, solid ground strokes. I want them to aim for that target, and I'll give them a certain number to achieve. Sometimes I'll have them hit 10 or 15 total to that section of the court, that half of the court past the service line. So anywhere in that back box on the right half of my side of the court is going to count. Or maybe sometimes I'll think that they need some work with their consistency, and I'll have them hit five or seven shots in a row to that spot, cross court and past the service line. And again, I'll usually give them a specific physical target to actually aim for that's in that target area, and I'll give them, you know, some bonus points if they actually hit that spot, that actual target, the cone or ball pyramid or whatever. So anyway, rally with your partner, and both of you guys should have a physical target to aim for and also a general target area that you're trying to hit X number of times. Maybe it's X number of shots in a row to your target area, or maybe you and your partner are working together to try to get a total number, maybe 20 or 30 ground strokes in that specific spot. And then once you've achieved that, then switch it up and go down the line. Then go to your backhands and go cross court and go down the line and keep repeating aiming for that target. This is going to be the best bang for your buck because you guys need to be comfortable and confident hitting to specific targets and hitting in specific directions during your singles play. Everybody you play is going to have a little bit strengths and weaknesses, and we're going to get to that in your strategy part of today's show. And you need to be able to hit to those specific spots over and over and over, depending on who you happen to be playing that day. So there's your ground stroke practice. Deep in the court, specific target, and get some good repetition and consistency so that you build your confidence and your physical ability to hit to a certain part on the court over and over. Next up, let's talk about volleys. And I want you guys to do very similar drills to work on your volleys. And we want to work on depth and control of the ball. And the way I do this with my students is very often similar to how I do ground strokes. I'll be on the baseline, and I'll have them aim to a certain half of the court, typically, and I'll put them right in the middle of the courts, up at the net, a lot of times halfway between the net and the service line. And I will put a physical target out on one side or the other, let's say the deuce side, and I will hit ground strokes at them, and it's their job to volley back to my specific target. So if it's on the deuce side, I'll typically have them practice hitting past the service line, and to a certain half of the court. And so they'll have half of that no man's land box to aim for. And I'll have them hit, again, five in a row, or maybe 10 total or 15 total, etc. And then we'll go over to the other half of the court, and they'll have to do the same thing. And again, this kind of repetition builds confidence, or it can build technique as well. If they don't have the ability to control the ball and keep it within a certain part of the court and keep it within some boundaries that we're aiming for, then, you know, aiming and trying to get five in a row might take 15 or 20 minutes. And if that's how long it takes, then so be it. That's how much practice they needed. And they need to get better at that skill. Hitting five in a row to a specific target like that is something you guys hopefully eventually are going to be able to do routinely. And this will just be a kind of another part of your practice that you'll maybe get through quickly some days, and other days it might take you a little while. But it's very important to have a specific target like that and be able to repeatedly hit it over and over. Because once again, during your point play, we're going to have to be able to control where the ball goes to be able to execute certain strategies. And this is how you learn how to be able to do that again and again, is by having a specific target. I think it's important to point out that in both instances, on ground strokes and volleys so far, I've mentioned that I have my students very often aiming for a deep target, and specifically past the service line. I find that it's very important that players learn how to control the depth of their shots. And in general, keeping the ball deeper in the court takes a little bit more skill and a little bit more control. Anybody can kind of shank a volley or a ground stroke or hit it poorly, or not on purpose in general, and hit it short. And sometimes that might even work, and that might even earn you points. However, if you watch high-level players, if you watch good players, you'll see them consistently trying to keep the ball deep on purpose to keep their opponent in a defensive position, to keep their opponent away from them. And so I shouldn't even say very often, really 100% of the time, I start my students off aiming deep in the court. Even beginners, just starting off, I have them purposefully aiming past the service line with their volleys and with their ground strokes to try to build good technique and good habits, to try to hit a solid, confident shot, to be able to hit a good penetrating shot, whether it's volleys or ground strokes. And it's important to develop that. It's not to say that it's never appropriate to hit the ball short on purpose, to be able to hit a drop shot or a short angle volley, or maybe a low slice to draw your opponent into the net. It's not to say that there's no place for those shots. There certainly is. However, your bread and butter should be to be able to keep the ball deep and penetrating and pressure your opponents. All right, next up, let's talk about overheads. We've already talked about ground strokes and volleys. I want you guys picking specific targets, and I want you guys getting good repetition. I want you guys being able to hit five in a row or 15 or 20 total to a specific target, and usually a deep target. Next up, let's talk about overheads. And these are important shots. If you guys are going to wander up to the net, that's not the right way to put it. If you guys are going to approach the net and come forwards, it's important to be confident with your overhead as well, especially at lower levels. Let's say below a 4.0 level. Oftentimes, that's kind of the first response that you'll see from an opponent where the person they're playing has come to the net is a lob. You guys will see a lot of lobs coming forwards, and it's very important to be confident with your overheads. A lot of times with junior players, I have them hit 10 overheads in a row anywhere in the singles court to start off. And I like doing this with a two-on-one drill a lot of times, with one person hitting overheads and two people back at the baseline lobbing every shot. And I want to see my student be able to hit, just make 10 overheads in a row anywhere in play. And it doesn't matter how tough of a lob that we've hit, unless it goes out. I'm not going to count that against the overhead player. But I want to see my person at the net hustle for every ball and make a play on every ball and do their best to make every single overhead. Because that's just the reality of tennis when you guys go out and play. You've got to run everything down. It's your job. You're by yourself. Nobody else is going to cover the lob for you. And so it's important to go and practice running every single shot down rather than standing there up at the net, watching the ball go over you, turning around and saying, oh, good shot, when it lands inside the baseline. Go for every single lob and try to make a play at every single overhead. you'll become a better player for that. And start off with just making 10 in a row inside the singles court with you and your partner lobbing every single shot. And then after that, I would really encourage you to practice hitting to both halves of the court. Just split the court into halves, and again, make 10 or 15 total, or maybe 5 in a row, using your overhead to each half of the court. A lot of times, recreational level players only are really able to hit across their body, which means a righty player is going to hit from right to left, and a lefty player, a lot of times, can only hit their overhead from left to right, going across their body. Make sure that you try to develop hitting both ways, both to your right and to your left with your overhead, and get some good repetition doing that as well. And lastly, let's talk about serves. We've already gone over ground strokes, volleys, and overheads. Serves, we're going to have a similar sounding thing. I want you guys to have a consistent, or rather a specific target. And a lot of times I'll split the box into halves to do this. And you guys need to be confident hitting both halves of the service box. Your opponents will have different strengths and weaknesses from player to player, and you need to be able to place your serve to force them to have to hit either a forehand or a backhand, depending on which one they're better at or which one they're worse at. You have to be able to adjust and control where your serve is going. And listen, I don't care how good or bad you think you are, you can aim your serve. You might not be as good at it as a player who's stronger than you, but you need to start practicing as soon as possible placing your serves on purpose. This is going to build your confidence and is going to build the options that you have strategy-wise in your point play. So I want you guys to practice hitting specific targets, and just as general as splitting the box in half and hitting to the left side or the right side of the box is perfectly fine. But I want you guys to start developing your accuracy to be able to hit to one side or the other of the box. So practice a specific target. And again, I would practice hitting 3, 4, or 5 in a row to each of the four sectors. So we've got two halves of each of the two boxes, so four different sections. And I would encourage you guys to try to hit 3 in a row to each of those sides, each of those halves of each of the boxes. And practice your consistency and your accuracy. And I would also do a first serve and a second serve. Practice your first serves, practice your second serves. And this is a good way to build your confidence. So there's a general overview, guys. And I just spent a lot of time on that. But these are some high focus ways that you guys can practice your singles game and build your confidence, build your ability to hit certain targets. And we're going to get to strategy next, and your ability to do and execute these types of directions and these types of strokes. That's what's going to give you the ability to be able to build a good strategy and be able to stick with it. So I'll be back in just a second to talk about strategy. But that wraps up the practice part of it. And Tom, hopefully that's helpful to you. I know that you weren't necessarily looking for singles specific drills, and I could do a whole nother show on doubles specific practice drills as well. But that's a good start for your singles play. All right, next up is going to be singles strategy. But before we get to that, I just want to tell you guys about one of our sponsors here on the podcast, which is SomersetSportsPerformance.com. You can go there and sign up to receive an online guide to both your fitness, nutritional, and eating life. And it's basically kind of like having your own personal trainer and nutritionist there for you to give you kind of tailored plans, both for your workouts and your eating. And this all starts at below $10 a month. It's $9.99 per month to get a comprehensive guide to your eating, which comes with a grocery list, shopping list, so that you can go out, get what you need to build yourself healthy meals, meals that you need to eat to get yourself in better shape, and also comes with personalized workout plans. And that's complete with video demonstrations of workouts and et cetera. So this is really a comprehensive guide for you guys to get in better shape. So go to SomersetSportsPerformance.com, check it out. Again, it all starts at under $10 a month, and that's an excellent value for your money. I thank them very much for their support. Go check out SomersetSportsPerformance.com. Okay, let's get talking about singles strategy now. And this question came to us from Abby, who's in Missouri. She wrote to me and said, what is a good way to develop strategy? I am 17 years old and have only been playing recreational tennis for a year. I have joined the school team, but I have no strategy to win. Well, sure, Abby, that's an excellent question. And we're going to stick with our general topic of singles today. And Abby told me that she plays mostly singles. She plays some doubles as well, but we're going to just stick with singles today. And in singles, Abby, first of all, I want to make sure that you understand that cross court is better than down the line, all other things being equal. There are certainly circumstances where it's appropriate to hit down the line, but for the most part, cross court is going to be your best play. And Abby, especially since you're relatively new to the game of tennis, you've only been playing about a year, and I believe she's around a 2.5 level player or so, cross court is going to be your best bet, and you're going to want to be hitting the ball across from right to left or from left to right across the center of the court over to your opponent's side. You're going to want to be hitting in that direction a very large percentage of the time, especially since you're just getting started. It's higher percentage because the court is about 4 feet longer in the singles court from corner to corner going cross court as opposed to down the line, so it gives you more space to hit to. And the net is also shorter across the center of it. It's 6 inches lower in the center of the court as opposed to over the net posts. So the net's lower, the court is longer, and also by hitting cross court, you make your opponent move a little bit more as well. You hit the ball at an angle, which forces them to have to travel a little bit greater distance to get to it in general, as opposed to hitting down the line. So that's number one. Understand that cross court is going to be the better play a large percentage of the time. And I want you to be hitting cross court most of the time in your singles play. I mean, I would say, you know, when you have the opportunity to, I would say 80 plus percent of the time, I would like to see you hit cross courts if I was your coach. Now, there's some other things that I want you to identify as well. And if you can start to identify these things quickly within the first couple minutes of your warm-up or your match play, it would really do you a great service. First of all, I want you to identify what your opponent doesn't like or is poor at. Figure out what their weaker side is, their forehand or their backhand. Figure out if they like volleys or dislike coming to the net. Figure out if their serve is weak. You need to figure out what the weakest part of their game is. You also need to identify what you're doing particularly well. What's your best shot? Maybe that particular day, something specific is really clicking for you. You need to figure out what your strongest part of your game is. Once you have identified those two things, you want to make them beat you with their worst shot. Make them beat you with their worst shot. You're going to want to find out what their weakness is and go to it all day long. And this sounds like a very simplistic thing, but in watching tennis around the level that you play at, Abby, I very rarely see players really execute this well. You need to figure out what makes them uncomfortable and then go to it again and again and again. And what would be even better than that, taking it one step further, would be to use your strength to go at their weakness and figure out how you can pair that up and use that pattern to your advantage and do it over and over. And I'll use myself as an example here. I'm a left-handed player, and my forehand is much stronger than my backhand. And since I play mostly righties, my cross-court forehand goes to their backhand, which is very typically a player's weakness. So over the years, I've really highly developed my cross-court forehand, and I've also developed a good down-the-line backhand as well. And so my singles game is kind of tailored towards hitting to my opponent's left side of the court, which is usually their backhand. And so I'm used to just pummeling that side of the court and forcing them to have to hit backhand after backhand after backhand. And along the way, I also typically shift myself to the right side of my side of the court so that I can hit as many forehands as possible. Again, I'm left-handed, so I very often shift myself to the right side of the court so that I can hit even more forehands and hit them all over to the right, which is my opponent's left, hit it to their backhand side. So I have a very high-focused strategy, very typically, of hitting to my opponent's backhand side. And if they start adjusting for that and shifting over to their left, I'll start hitting inside out forehands and hitting back the opposite direction and start moving them side to side, again, while hitting as many forehands as possible for myself. So these are the types of things you need to start paying attention to. Your opponent's weaknesses, your strengths. You want to start setting up patterns of play that are going to play into your opponent's weaknesses, and also understand that cross court is going to be the higher percentage direction. If you play an opponent who is kind of even, they like both their forehand and their backhand, they don't really have a really well-defined weakness, which is going to be rare, by the way. Just hit everything cross court and work on hitting as many shots that you're comfortable with as possible. If it's your forehand, work on running around your forehand, hitting as many forehands as possible, and keeping the ball safe in cross court and deep in the court. And you're going to beat a lot of players just doing those basic things. I wouldn't get any fancier than that, and we're going to get to that next when we start talking about winning more and kind of using some mental tennis tactics. So, Abby, hopefully that gives you a good starting point and a good place to kind of give your strategy some foundation. Please get back to me and let me know if I can go into depth any further with that, which I could. But that should give you a good place to start for your level and give you some good foundational ideas. So, Abby, thanks very much for writing, and let me know how things go. All right, the last couple of things we're going to cover are going to be some mental tennis topics. And Tom and I, coming back to Tom, when he and I were writing back and forth, one of the topics that he asked me to talk about was turning good tennis fundamentals into winning when it counts. And to me, that just screams mental tennis. That means taking the skills and abilities that you have and applying them to your match or even to your practice so that you get as much out of it as possible and give yourself the best possible chance of success. And so much of that is going to come down to focus, concentration. And I'm going to talk briefly about how that relates to both your practice and your strategy. When you guys go out there to practice, concentrate, focus on what you're doing. Don't lose track. Don't get sidetracked. Don't just start hitting aimlessly and just hitting back and forth and messing around. Pick your target, pick your objective, your goal. Give yourself a number, an objective to shoot for, and take one thing at a time and achieve it and obtain that goal. Hit 5 in a row or hit 20 total in your specific target and then move on to the next thing. Guys, all of the practice drills I gave you guys and the strategies that I talked about, these are all pretty basic things. I'm not giving you guys earth-shattering stuff here, you know? I mean, not to downplay it. I mean, it's important that you guys understand how to practice well and how to put together a strategy. But, I mean, at the core of it, the things that I'm giving you guys to think about and the concepts are very simple. What really separates an average player kind of over across the whole span of their career and somebody who really achieves more and who really becomes great given their own skills and abilities, the difference between those players is going to be their focus, their intensity, their work ethic, their concentration. These are things that during match play and during your practice play are going to make really a big difference for you guys. Now, as far as winning more is concerned, I've got three things here that I want you guys to really remember. Write these down in your tennis notebook if you have one already. If you don't have one, go get one right now. So three things. First of all, never change from a winning game plan, ever. I see this all the time in my lessons. I see this all the time. I'll play a ground stroke game with my students up to 7, and they'll, on the very first point of the game, put together a great point and play a specific pattern against me that utilizes their strengths, hits to my weaknesses. They put the ball away. It's like, awesome, great job, good point. And then we go in the next 2 or 3 points, they do things completely different. And they'll try, I'm going to leave that for a different point, but they'll go and use completely different strokes or different strategies. And the entire time, they could have been winning by using what they used in the very first point, but they weren't paying attention, or maybe their attention span was not good enough. It didn't really compute to them that, oh, hey, I won that point. Maybe I should do that again. And again, this seems like a simple thing, but I see it constantly where people come up and put together an excellent point, and then they just try something different because they kind of get the idea that it has to be complicated. It doesn't have to be complicated. Find a simple strategy that works and just keep hammering at it again and again and again until your opponent has come up with some kind of counter to it that, you know, renders it useless. But until that happens, keep on hammering away at it. Next up, abandon a losing game plan quickly. Not only is it important to understand and realize and notice when you've won a point, but it's also very important to realize and notice when you are losing points in a certain way or using a certain strategy or pattern of shots. And you need to put away those patterns or that strategy as soon as you notice a pattern of it not working. So just as important as sticking with a winning plan, you need to put away plans that are not working out for you as well. And the last thing I want to talk about is don't get fancy, all right? And I almost mentioned that while I was talking about not going away from a winning game plan. Guys, if you're below a 4.0 level, put away the drop shots, put away the topspin lobs. You guys should not be trying to win with fancy tennis. You should not be trying to hit winners on every point. You guys should be playing good, solid, fundamental tennis. We want good, solid basics. Good tennis is very simple, and especially at an amateur level, you don't need to go out and hit big professional-type shots. You don't have to hit fancy shots and play complicated strategies. Good tennis is simple, and you guys should not be trying to overcomplicate things by trying difficult strategies or difficult techniques. So make things simple on yourself. All right, well, that's all the time we have for today, so we're going to wrap things up. But Tom, hopefully those are some good things for you to think about. And everybody else, hopefully that was enjoyable for you as well. That's going to wrap up our Winning More in Singles show. And just to recap, we talked about our practice play. We talked about strategy, putting together a winning game plan. And right there, we talked about a couple mental tennis things as well. If you guys put all those things together and really focus on them, I can pretty much guarantee you will win more within whatever level you happen to be playing in now. It just takes some focus. It takes some practice. It takes some intentionality. And you guys can do it. You can improve your tennis. All right. That does it for this episode of the Essential Tennis Podcast, episode number 69. Man, I get going on topics like that, and I just feel like I never really get through explaining as much as I want to because we start running out of time. Someday soon, I'm going to start putting together some more focused materials for all of you, and that's going to include ebooks and audiobooks, things that will probably be for sale for a small amount of money, but that'll really get into depth and really focus on the nitty-gritty of a lot of topics like these, which I really like talking about and getting really into depth on. But hopefully you guys enjoyed that show. And just wanted to remind you guys quickly about the two things I mentioned at the beginning of the show. First of all, if you guys could do the survey at essentialtennis.com/survey, that would be excellent. I would really appreciate that. And also, if you'd like a free set of Strain and a free book, a free copy of Mental Tennis by Vic Braden, which is an excellent book, all you have to do is sign up for the forums and post in the Introduce Yourself section of the forums to get both those things for free. All right, well, have a great week, everybody. Take care, and good luck with your tennis.